Well, it's time now to talk to our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. He joins me on the line. Good morning, Richard.
And good morning, Paul, to all the listeners up in Port Douglas, and a special hello to all the people north of the river, Paul, because George from north of the river sent me an email and said, you never mention the people north of the river. And I said, there's a reason for that, George, but we won't go into it. So let's keep going, Paul.
No, I do mention the people because they are part of the Douglas Shire. And when we mention it, we do mention the guys. So George...
No, George was upset at me for not mentioning people north of the river. I know you do it. Yeah.
Well, you just have now. Good morning, George, and all of those people north of the river. Hey, mate, now I've heard of hair extensions, but browser extensions, apparently we all install them, but we don't check them.
No, we don't. So people, for you don't know what a browser extension is. It's a little piece of software that we install in Google Chrome or Firefox or Edge, and it's designed to add a feature or some functionality for websites that we're looking at or block things. So what I always talk about is AdBlock on there as well. Still, people, everybody, you should really have AdBlock installed in your browser. It stops the ads on there, and it's a really good security thing. But people don't, you know, go in there, they install one or two, but they don't ever look in there, Paul. So I'm encouraging all the listeners out there to go into your settings in Google Chrome or go into the extensions in Firefox and have a look what you've got installed. I saw somebody the other day and they had 42 extensions in there for various things that had been done throughout the years, but most of them, they had no idea what it was because they were infected with malware. Malware was bringing in the extensions and just installing them. So if you go in the extensions and you don't recognise something, get rid of it. It's a really good idea. Let's clean house a bit here, Paul.
Absolutely. Now, look, FaceApp, that's the latest trend, isn't it? This FaceApp, and it also, particular app, makes you go old, you know, 20 years into the future and all of that sort of stuff. So what's happening with that?
People are a bit concerned about it at the moment. Now, FaceApp has been around for about the last 3 years. 2 years ago, Paul, when it came out, huge controversy over it because they actually came up with a blackface app in there as well.
Oops.
And that did not, that's exactly right, that did not go down well. People are concerned, I've got to say, especially a lot of news has come in the United States, so politicians are trying to put their 2 cents worth in, saying that if you upload your photos to FaceApp, Russia is going to steal all of your photos. If you're on social media, Paul, if you're on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, if Russia wants your photo, they'll come and get your photo. Got to let you know that right now.
Yeah.
But part of the terms of service in FaceApp are... And it might sound bad, but people never read terms of service. It's a perpetual, irrevocable, non-exclusive, royalty-free, worldwide, fully paid license once you upload the photos to the app. Does that sound bad to you, Paul?
No, it sounds wonderful.
Are you supposed to say it sounds bad for the
segment? It sounds... Hang on a second. Oh, Richard, that sounds incredibly bad.
Paul, it's exactly the same for all the things that go on out there because people go along and think they're going to steal all your photos. Facebook, the company, is based in St. Petersburg in Russia, but all the processing gets done in Amazon for the Amazon servers of the United States. Now, tech researchers around the world have had a really good look at this, and they've come to the conclusion you've got nothing to worry about. They take one photo and it disappears after 7 days. That's all. So they do they use artificial intelligence to make you look old in it or put whatever filter you want on there as well. But there's no need to panic. If you want to do it, knock yourself out. The photos look absolutely horrendous, and I will never ever post the photo that I did of myself. But, you know, did you ever see the Disney film Up, Paul?
Yes, I did.
You know, the old man in Up?
Yes.
I'm never posting that photo at all, Paul, because I ended up being a dead ringer for the bloke. So, yeah, no. And I consider myself quite a good-looking bloke at the moment.
No.
So, you know, it took days to recover once I'd done it, Paul. But, no, don't be panicked. It's a bit of fun for people out there. So, FaceApp, knock yourself out. do it. But seriously, if it's horrible photo, don't post it.
Well, can I tell you something? I saw, the Channel 7 program called The Front Bar, which is a really, really good little program. And I love
The Front Bar.
Yeah, they're really good. And the three hosts of it, they all did the face app where they got old. The only person that looked any good was Sam Pang, who just looked like a grayer Sam Pang. That's all. He looked exactly the same. But anyway, I tried out a couple of apps. I got a couple there and tried it on myself, right? And there is obviously one that's very good, like the one that they use, but I must have got some really bad ones because they just were dreadful. Not the age bit, but just the technology that they use was just rubbish.
Yes. Yeah, if you download the Genuine Face app on the App Store for iTunes, just go in there, do a search for it. That's the one that you should really use. Very simple to use. They'll ask to have a look at your photos, and then you pick a photo that you've taken of your face and you post it up there.
Exactly. Now, what about, we're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, at the moment, as we do every Friday at this time. Fake emails and messenger requests, they're raising their ugly heads again.
This stuns me, Paul. You know, how many times since we've been on air have we been talking about fake emails and blackmailing emails?
A lot.
We've done it a lot. There is an email floating around again, and it was floating around 6 months ago. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because I've had four people ring me this week wanting to pay the ransom until I talk them down off the edge.
Right. Now, you're fair dinkum.
I am. So, you know, and we'll get to that in a minute. The email, and I'll put the email up on the website. If people want to go and have a look, go and have a look at this email. I got a copy of it. Put it up on the website. It says, Paul, you've been watching adult content. Now, it says, we infected your computer. And what we've done is we've filmed you watching adult content and we want to share it with all your contacts unless you'll pay the ransom, which is about $400. Can I just say, for the love of God, don't pay this at all. It is the biggest con of all time. They say, but Richard, it came from my email address. That shows that they've got into my computer and sent it to me because they're in my computer. You can mask an email address very, very easily. So, you know, I could go along and fake something for you, Paul, and send it to you from paulmakin@blahblahblah.com.au. So, you know, it's do not believe this at all. These poor blokes, one said, I'm saying, don't pay this. And he goes, but they might send it to people, Richard. He's obviously been watching adult content.
Obviously.
Paul, we've got to say that. Obviously. He goes, I'm going to be sweating bullets about this. So I said, you've got nothing to worry about. Now, I then went on to say, what email program are you using? And he was using Outlook at the time. I said, have you got the junk email filter actually turned on? And he went and had a look. He goes, no, it's not. I said, if you had turned that on, you would never have seen this email. It would be in your junk email. And I said, if it was in your junk email, would you be willing to pay? And he goes, oh, no, probably not. That worries me as well. If you'd had Gmail, you would never have seen this. We've got to stop, you know, believing this sort of absolute nonsense. Nobody's infected your computer. Nobody's filming you watching adult content. And nobody's going to share it with your contacts. Don't believe these things. There's also a story running around as well that was on Sunrise in the Morning. This poor woman, and she thought she won the Facebook lottery. So she thought she won $200,000 or $100,000, but she had to pay these people $8,000, which she willingly did.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Look, it never ceases to amaze me. I think it was Barnum from Barnum and Bailey Circus. He said there's a sucker born every minute. How could you possibly send that sort of money to these people? It's beyond me.
It's beyond me as well. And TV, very sympathetic towards her. I wouldn't have been as sympathetic to her. Because I think people need to learn a lesson about this. So we have to get smarter about these sort of things. You're not going to win money by paying $8,000. Go down and buy a lottery ticket. You know, seriously. You know, but we would like to announce today that if you send Paul and I $1,000. You might win $100,000. So if you just send it to FabFM, that would be really good.
I am not going in that one bit. you can be on that. on your own, Richard Pascoe. Thank you very much. No, don't send any money to me or Richard, okay? Thank you. I want to protect the listeners, not rip them off. Give me a break. Hey, listen, mate.
They might win some money, Paul.
No, they won't win any money. You've just got through saying how bad these people are. Now, don't encourage them. Now, I always look forward to this part, the end part here, with the crap app of the week. Now, this week, I don't know if this is true or not. This is so funny. It's the crap app of the week. It's an I French kiss. It's a French kissing test. Goodness me.
It is. So, are you a great kisser? Get I French.
Yes, I am.
And find. Well, that's, you don't have to share that with the listeners, Paul. That's fine. Get I French Kiss and find out. This app scores your kissing skills based on your actual technique. Now they
so say, do you kiss the phone?
Let me get to this, Paul.
All right.
They say they've got a proprietary kissing analysis engine. So what they do is they determine whether you're a good kisser or not. Now, this is not one of those random mood sense apps. I French Kiss reads your kisses and scores your kissing technique. It actually has a French kissing test and a smooch test built into it. What more could you ask for? So, to use the app, you need to kiss your iPhone. Now, use so you start the app.
Hang on a second. You ready? Here we go. I just actually kissed the iPhone. Hang on, I'll clean it up now.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would be.
Go on.
Yeah. So it says to use the app, use common sense. Do not slobber all over your device. That's for the people that really use the tongue and start dribbling out there as well. Don't get it in the microphone holes, for the love of God, people. It says share with your friends. I personally wouldn't do that, Paul, because they would say you're a bit of a tool if you do that. You can use this as an icebreaker. Yes, go down to the pub, pick up a girl and say, hey, watch me kiss my phone. The only thing that's going to be happening that night is her walking out thinking that, you know, what is wrong with this man? It says show off your score and people might want to kiss you. No, they won't, Paul. Got to say that. And finally, it's for entertainment purposes only. So I French Kiss, a bit of fun, but really an app to avoid at all costs if you actually want to be in a relationship.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, I thought I'd heard it all until this morning. I French Kiss. Unbelievable. All right, mate. Well, thank you very much. Now, for those people who want to go, particularly people north of the river who want to check out your website,
head over to talktech.com.au. Now, before I go, Paul.
Yes, mate.
There are taxis in Port Douglas, aren't there?
Well, there's taxis at Mossman, Mossman Taxis. And you know what they're called? They've got our stickers on the back and they're called Fab Cabs.
I've got an app next week for people wanting to hail a taxi. That is going to be the crap app of the week.
Okay. I look forward to that.
I thought you would.
See you, mate.
See you, Paul.
Bye.